Listen to this from Psalm 146. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." Oh, I love that. That's Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. Welcome to the final Sunday in the month of August. Think about this. September begins next weekend. How about that? Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll. Oh, friend, it is so good to see you. Sunday Worship is a program that really prepares our minds and our hearts on Jesus. We focus on scriptures, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off with Watkinsville Worship, and "It Is Well With My Soul." That's right. We are proclaiming the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Pray that you are just having yourself just a good weekend. It's Joey with you, and it was back in 1555, some years ago. A man by the name of Nicholas Ridley listen to this story. He was burned at the stake because of his witness for Christ. And on the night before Ridley's execution, his brother offered to remain with him in the prison chamber to be of assistance and comfort. And Nicholas declined the offer and replied that he meant to go to bed and sleep as quietly as he ever did in his life, because he knew the peace of God, friend, he could rest in the strength of the everlasting arms of his Lord to meet his need. And here's the cool thing, so can we. Listening to Sunday Worship. This verse, came across it this week. Psalm 62, verse 8, says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Some encouragement today from Psalm 62, verse 8.
Count but lost.
Preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus. This is Sunday Worship. I read some time ago the Personnel Journal reported this interesting statistic. Listen to this. Since the beginning of recorded history, that's a long time, the entire world has been at peace less than 8% of the time. Process that for a second. In the study, it discovered that out of almost 3,600 years of recorded history, only 286 years saw peace. Friend, that is a reminder that this world cannot offer the peace we are looking for. You know, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives, because it ain't got any peace, that's why. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plain. Plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. And every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name
on the road marked with suffering.
Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle and run to the darkness, seek out the Lord. Hearts are blazing, So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, deceived and poor, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your
Chris Rice today at Go Light Your World. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it on the audio archive section of our website, great.org. Well, friend, I hope you have a chance to gather with God's people today and worship Him corporately with your fellow brothers and sisters. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.